910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Russia is facing President Trump's deadline this week to agree to a ceasefire with Ukraine or face more sanctions. Today, President Trump spoke with Ukraine's leader.
Ukrainian President Zelensky saying he had a productive conversation with President Trump. The key focus was ending the war. The two also discussed sanctions on Russia and the finalization of a U.S.-Ukraine drone deal. This comes as Trump has grown increasingly frustrated with Russian President Putin, giving Putin until August 8th to make peace in Ukraine or face tougher sanctions. Inez de la Guterra, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
The Coast Guard is out with its final report of the Titan submersible implosion, finding that the incident 2 years ago was preventable. And had OceanGate CEO survived, the Coast Guard investigators say they would recommend manslaughter charges to federal prosecutors. Texas Democrats who left the state to protest GOP redistricting maps are facing possible arrest. Texas lawmakers will attempt to reconvene the special session again today. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the release of funding that had previously been withdrawn by the U.S. Department of Education following the filing of a multi-state lawsuit. According to a press release, the Trump administration froze the funding for six programs on June 30th. The multi-state coalition filed the lawsuit in July, arguing the move violated federal law and the constitutional separation of powers doctrine. This week, Attorney General Call announced that an estimated $72 million of funding for Wisconsin had been unfrozen. Now, Justice Susan Crawford was officially sworn in for a 10-year term on the Wisconsin Supreme Court on Friday following her victory in the April election. The state Supreme Court election was the most expensive in American history. It also garnered national attention as an Elon Musk-backed political action committee spent tens of millions of dollars in support of Justice Crawford's opponent, Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel. Justice Crawford's victory secured a 4-3 liberal majority on the court, which could become a 5-2 majority next year. Xcel Energy has announced construction work on the Ashland-Ironwood transmission rebuild project will get underway in the coming weeks. According to a press release, the first phase of construction is set to begin in Hurley, with phased activity across the entire project area through 2028. The project will see the replacement of two older transmission lines between the Gingles substation near Ashland and the Ironwood substation. It will also see the elimination of aging infrastructure crossing the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation. Spooner Health has officially been named as one of America's most beautiful hospitals following a nationwide contest organized by Soliant Health. The contest honored 20 facilities across the country over the past few months, featuring thoughtful designs that promote both a healing presence and community connection. Residents were able to cast their votes for the finalists, and Spooner Health finished in the number 9 spot on the list. It was the only Wisconsin hospital to finish in the top 20 of the nationwide contest with over 7,200 votes. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp, where defensive back Nate Hobbs, who's been lining up with the first team, is now out for at least 3 weeks after having knee surgery over the weekend. Matt LaFleur.
The thing that you admire most about him is he's passionate about the game and he loves to compete. That's one of the reasons why we went out and got him. He shows it and he's that consistently on a daily basis.
The team has brought back defensive back Corey Ballantyne after he was let go last week by the Colts. Baseball, Brewers and the Braves play again tonight in Atlanta. The Crew winning 3-1 last night. They've now won 12 in a row with Quinn Priester on the mound.
With how much usage that Uribe and Mears and Koenig and the usage that they've gotten is just astronomical. But to now have Quinn give you a break and, you know, to be able to get 7 innings in a game is huge. It's a great thing. Really important.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A hazy sunshine today as wildfire smoke still sticks in the area. Calm winds barely moving. The same air mass is still here. High temperatures today will scrape the low 80s. They do the same thing tomorrow, and hopefully by the afternoon, the winds will start to kick up, pushing this air mass out of here. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
Here's my gripe. MTV made it possible for really subpar performers to become stars. Madonna would never have been a star if it hadn't been for MTV and her grinding her way across the floor in a wedding dress.
See, that's where I think your gripe isn't with MTV. I think your gripe is with Madonna grinding on MTV.
Thank you, Matt from Richland Center. How dare you, Jane?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Well, I'm off enjoying the sights and sounds of some of my favorite places in Wisconsin. Guest hosts are stepping in with sharp insights into Wisconsin politics and beyond. Don't miss these great conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, a couple of late breaking news flashes here. Russia has just declared that they have no longer any limits on how and when and where and why they may deploy or use nuclear weapons. This is clearly a response to Donald Trump saying that he was sending two nuclear submarines to the Russian coast. We don't know if he actually did it. We don't know if they're nuclear powered or if they're carrying nuclear weapons. But Russia just announced just minutes ago, apparently, that they, quote, no longer have any restrictions and will take appropriate measures as necessary. Russia no longer sees itself as limited, said Dmitry Peskov, Putin's spokesperson. He said Russia considers itself entitled to take appropriate measures if necessary to take appropriate steps. No longer considers itself bound by previous restrictions. Now, you'll remember that in 1987, under Ronald Reagan, Gorbachev and Reagan signed the INF Treaty, the Intermediate Range Nuclear Force Treaty. But Trump got us out of that treaty in 2019. He blew up the treaty. And so there basically has been nothing restraining either the U.S. or Russia from moving ahead. And Russia has been moving ahead pretty aggressively. Trump called Medvedev a failed former president. And this also seems to be something that is provoking Medvedev, who is, you know, kind of Putin's right-hand man, into this position. So, you know, Trump may not just be putting us in a trade war, which is making us poorer and clearly is hurting the economy, but he may also be on the verge of getting us into a hot war, which could conceivably, you know, end civilization, or at the very least, be extraordinarily destructive. Meanwhile, Trump also, Pam Bondi just made this announcement on television about 5 minutes ago, that she is convening a federal grand jury to investigate James Clapper, James Comey, and President Obama to see if they tried to fake Russian involvement in the 2016 election. Now, there's a ton of evidence that says that Russia did insert itself into the 2016 election specifically to help Donald Trump get elected. And Vladimir Putin admitted this in Helsinki. He was asked by a reporter, did you intervene in the 2016 election to help Donald Trump become president? And he said, yes, of course. We did not want Hillary Clinton. She was not friendly to Russia. Donald Trump is friendly to Russia. I'm paraphrasing, of course, but you can look it up. So this is just wild. I mean, this is just wild. How authoritarians cook the books. Ruth Ben-Ghiat, writing over on lucid.substack.com, her newsletter, her Lucid newsletter, about how Donald Trump fired Dr. Erica McEntarfer, the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. She says, this seems all too familiar. And she says, Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin claimed the government was dizzy with success, you know, when millions were dying of starvation as they were collectivizing the farm. He later executed statisticians who provided the damaging data. Benito Mussolini, she writes, pioneered the politicization of economic recession. 1926, 1 year after he declared himself a dictator, he created a Central Institute of Statistics with the purpose of making data into, quote, an instrument of government action. By 1931, fascist-controlled communication statistics, quote, not so much the actual state of things as what the regime would like people to believe. This is, you know, the fascist state in Italy. Fascist Italy also shows how such propaganda is spread abroad as foreign media outlets who wanted to keep their access to Mussolini passed along the lies. She writes, George Seldes' report from Rome for the Chicago Tribune from 1925 to 1935. He was ultimately expelled from Italy for telling truths about the fascist economy that Fortune and the New York Times declined to mention. That's pretty wild. She says the same syndrome of foreign self-censoring is to keep access is found in China, even though the Financial Times and other outlets have shown that the Xi era has seen large-scale elimination of unflattering economic data. She writes, in today's age of electoral autocracies, the political stakes of convincing people that the leader is competent are even higher. And then she notes that many people vote for a strong man who says he's going to save the economy. She says, just ask the Turks who've lived through years of Erdogan insisting on the wisdom of his unconventional economic policies in the face of rampant inflation. In 2022, during an economic crisis which cost the Turkish currency 40% of its value, writes Ruth Ben-Ghiat, Erdogan engaged in classic autocratic behavior. Instead of listening to experts about how to reverse inflation and encourage growth, he further narrowed the circle of advisees and fired the head of Turkey's statistics agency, just like Trump did. Gee, what a shock, huh? Meanwhile, Rupert Murdoch's family, their little empire, this Australian family, Australian right-wing family, wants to bring the bizarre kind of reporting of the New York Post, which, by the way, was founded in 1801 by Alexander Hamilton, which is now owned by the Murdoch family. They want to take that to California with the California Post, a new Murdoch publication. They claim it will be the largest publication in California. They certainly have the money to make that happen. And they say there's no doubt the Post will play a crucial role in engaging and enlightening readers who are starved of serious reporting and puckish wit. This is from the CEO of News Corp, Robert Thompson. Yeah, right. All right, what's on your mind? Let's pick up some calls here and you know, find out what America is thinking about. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to get your opinion on my sense on the elections. When you look at the town hall meetings in red states, where voters are really pissed at the at their representatives not attending the town halls or not answering or being evasive, et cetera, et cetera. My sense is that on the elections, even Republican voters are going to revolt, even with these redistricting maps and so on. I don't think Republicans are going to win. What is your sense on that? I mean, I'm looking at polls where people are really pissed off because everything is so expensive, and they're blaming Trump. Mm-hmm. They're blaming Trump because of the huge tax breaks they're giving to billionaires, and they're cutting Medicaid and so on. Even in red states, they're really mad at this guy. And so what is your sense on that? I don't think Republicans are going to win even with their cheating. What do you think?
I think your analysis is probably right, Alfredo, although they're putting their cheating on steroids. You know, they purged 4 million people prior to the 2024 election, so probably purged 10 million before this one. But they can only do it in the red states. And so, I think that it's going to be a bloodbath for some Republicans, and I would be astonished if we don't take back the House. And I think there's even a small chance we'll take back the Senate. So we'll have to see.
Yeah, even Even Gavin Newsom already came out saying that, and I think other governors are saying that they're going to play the redistricting maps game as well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think they need to do it, even if Texas backs off, even if the Texas Democrats succeed. You know, Texas, and they can't do it this year, they'll just do it next year. I mean, you know, it's so Democrats need to get their act together and do it quickly. I'm with you. Alfredo, thank you. It's just about 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a few seconds. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with your calls. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, and State Treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's fun to look back and laugh now.
That was a bad day.
There are marriages that have died on less. Our first actual fight as a married couple was about the house rules of playing Monopoly. We've not really played Monopoly since. When you can modify an app, you can modify the rules of the game. Maybe there are times when you are better off just playing the computer. Play something else with your spouse instead.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working-class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Once we stood with Skywalker, rebels in the fight, champions of freedom in the beacon's light. But the masks have fallen and the truth is clear. We've let the darkness whisper in our ear. From the Senate halls to the city streets, the empire rises while democracy sleeps. He trades our flag for a tyrant's throne. Now the free
past the hour, picking up your calls here. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
How should I put this? You know, when people are going to say that, you know, Democrats or we're too woke, you can never be too woke, all right? And if people have been paying attention to Democrats' actions, I think their actions, a positive sense, is promoting a good message. You know, I'm referring to what's happened with Texas. Here you have Texas Republicans trying to force Democrats to sit in for a quorum to aid and abet them to commit a most heinous, unlawful, unconstitutional, unethical, and in my view, highly criminal act in which the Democrats, who take their oaths of service seriously, oath to the law, oath to the Constitution. And they're saying, we are not sitting here and going to enable you to commit criminal acts against the American people.
What is the criminal act you're talking about here, Michael?
I'm talking about this gerrymandering, which all in law is trying to tell Democrats, and especially people of color, we don't want you voting anymore. As if it's not enough that they purged registered voters off just to continue with the cheating, and I'm stressing the word fraud, fraudulent actions. So bravo to the Democrats for saying this, and they need to keep pouncing on. And I had this discussion, I think, with you before, that Republicans, in the following the orders, or should I say criminal orders of Trump, committing one crime after another, and in the interim, it is one cover-up after another,
Because the official slogan of the GOP is, if you can't win, cheat.
And the official slogan of the Democrats is, you want to make America great again? Start by telling the truth. Start going by honesty. Start abiding by law and the Constitution as we are.
There you go.
Don't fall for the Republican MAGA crap that's going on. Donald Trump is a 34-time convicted felon. He's an established rapist, sex offender, racist, I may add, and a blatant terrorist. I refer back to the January 6th insurrection. Democrats need to keep pouncing on that and keep pouncing on the fact that we are the ones that care for you Republican voters. We see how pissed off you guys are that you say you didn't vote for this stuff, and you've been completely misled, even though we kept warning you of the kind of person Trump is and his immediate affiliates, the Stephen Millers, the Nancy Mace. Yeah, I threw her name in there. I mean, these people want to lie and connive where people are dying.
I got it.
Michael from the Bronx ain't putting up with that crap.
I get it. Michael, you're always so eloquent. Thank you very much for that. Charles in Miami. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing today, Tom?
Good. What's up?
Okay, well, my thing is this. I believe that Donald Trump knows that, and the Republicans, but basically him, he knows that there's a recession coming. And I believe that's why he's putting the pressure on Powell, the guy at the Fed, to lower the interest rates and keep it at zero. I really believe that he wants to become like a Rockefeller. You know, we've talked about basically what happens when the, you go through a recession or a depression. You know, the richest people, they get over by doing everything almost for free.
Sure.
So if the interest rates are at zero at that point, I don't see why he wouldn't want to, you know, like just take over properties in D.C., take over properties in New York that's, you know, extremely valuable.
Oh, yeah.
There's all the money that's already coming in that he's raking in already. And one more thing. It's going to be, I'm switching gears. I look at the Christian right. When they come on, and this political arm of it, we got to call them out. I think they use the flag as an idol. Every time I see the flag, you know, lapel pin and people talking about God and all of this stuff right here, and it's this religious right, I think that we need to call them out, you know. Why do they have to mix the flag with anything that's part of Christianity? And the reason why I think so is they're using that, you know, we got to call them out. We got to let them know that same flag that you're so proud of, we think it's your idol.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Charles, very well said. Thank you very much. It's, you know, I can't add anything to it. Dave in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Earlier, you and another caller were trying to recall what George W. Bush said at that one fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
I believe at that time it was, my kind of people, the haves and the have-mores.
That's right. That's the quote. Yeah, I didn't think he used the word morbidly. I thought that was my invention, but although I might have gotten it from somebody else. But
and then
he said, you know, some people call you the wealthy, and I call you my base. What was that? Wasn't that punchline?
Yep. And real quick here, this morning Trump was. They had on CNBC. They had an interview, whatever, with him, and he was whining about how he wasn't allowed to be putting money or a deal with banks,
mm-hmm.
you know? And this Leslie Picker, said the reason being it ain't because of color or political leanings. It has nothing. But if you're being refused, it might have been because you were indicted.
Yeah.
They don't take people then, you know?
And he, you know, has ripped off a bunch of banks and sued a bunch of banks. Yeah, David, thank you very much for that. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It was elites. That was the phrase that George W. Bush used. Some people call you the elites. I call you my base. 27 minutes past the hour. Back with your call, brother.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, political consultant Joseph Pecky will join us. We're also going to talk tariffs and so much more with Derek Van Ruden and wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is urging families to get their children up to date on vaccinations ahead of the school year. According to data from the previous school year, only about 86% of students in the state met the minimum vaccination requirements. The agency also reported the first confirmed measles cases of the year over the weekend, as kids are set to return to the classroom over the coming weeks. Health officials are urging families to get the MMR vaccine for their children to prevent further spread of the highly contagious virus. A recent study conducted by researchers at the University of Minnesota found wake boats should only be used in waters at least 20 feet deep to protect lake bottoms and water quality. The study comes as wake boats stir up controversy in Wisconsin as conservationists seek to protect the natural environment while boating enthusiasts say local regulations are limiting their ability to use the wake boats. The study found that wake boats can cause significant disturbances and kick up sediments from lake bottoms that are only between 9 and 14 feet deep. The Washburn County Health and Human Services Department is seeking applicants for a full-time public health nurse position. According to a press release, the public health nurse will be responsible for the assessment, assurance, and policy development of public health functions for the community. Interested applicants must have a bachelor's degree from an accredited school of nursing and a current Wisconsin registered nurse license. More information on the position and a link to download the application can be found on the Washburn County website. The Barron County Soil and Water Conservation Department is reminding area residents about a cost-sharing incentive for planting cover crops. The County Conservation Assistance Program offers area farmers $25 per acre for planting cover crops in their fields. The goal is to promote helpful land management practices after an early harvest, like planting legume cover crops to produce nitrogen for the following growing season. Interested residents must submit their application for the program before planting the cover crops to be eligible. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A hazy sunshine today as wildfire smoke still sticks in the area. Calm winds barely moving. The same air mass is still here. High temperatures today will scrape the low 80s. They do the same thing tomorrow, and hopefully by the afternoon, the winds will start to kick up, pushing this air mass out of here. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, Matinair on Air.
I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
Its head is stuck.
Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse, bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really? Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this.
I like the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yep.
But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome photographer and musician Chris Rogowski. And Madison film critic Rob Thomas talks about the box office and upcoming movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. You know, if you snore a lot, you could be heading toward a CPAP mask, and it prevents dementia, stroke, heart disease, and premature death by preventing your breathing from being disrupted. But it's better to stop snoring so you don't need the mask. That's the bottom line. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. Now is the time to stop snoring. One of the fastest, smartest, easiest ways to stop snoring is Zipa. Zipa is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. Zipa is proven in a 600-patient clinical trial, and with over 500,000 units sold, Zipa is the stop-snoring device that I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms or feeling tired and foggy all day because you didn't get a good night's sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. Zipa, that's Happy Z spelled backward. I can get you 20% off and free shipping. Just go to Zipa, ZYPPAH.com, and use the promo code SNORE. Again, that's promo code SNORE at Zipa, ZYPPAH.com.
But power found a loophole, bought the system out. Now money drowns the voices, now greed decides the route. Left outside. It started slow, but money grew, corruption took its place.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Ron in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I have a question for you. I don't know if you can answer or if maybe one of your listeners or a future guest can, but I haven't heard anybody really talk about this. We know that Trump's tariff taxes is illegal, that he doesn't have the authority to do it. The courts have let him do it temporarily, right, until it can work its way through the court system. Right. Assuming this really does turn out that he doesn't have the authority to do it, are they going to have to pay back all those taxes to all the companies and everything? And isn't that just going to be a chaotic mess?
Yes, they will have to pay the taxes back. And in fact, there's speculation in the financial press, particularly I've read it in the Financial Times, that should that happen, when those companies are paid back, they will simply add it to their bottom line. They're not going to reduce their product prices. They've used tariffs as an excuse to raise prices. Those prices will never come down. They'll just become more profitable. Sure. I also, my personal sentiment is that in all probability, the Supreme Court will tell Trump that he can do this, that his emergency power, he's invoking this under the 1977 Emergency Powers Act, and, which was designed for genuine emergencies, you know, like the Arab oil boycott or another war, another world war. And Trump has none of the above. There is no emergency that he can invoke. But my guess is that the conservatives in the Supreme Court will back him up, and the scenario that you're describing won't happen. But even if it does, then no, it won't be chaotic. They'll just, the government will simply start writing checks back to these people. They've kept records of every tariff that's been paid.
Yep, that's a real possibility. I think they Republicans better be very careful about this, because then the next Democratic president can come in and they can, 15,000% tax on Facebook, Coke, X, all of it,
Yeah,
well, they set the precedent.
We'll see. I doubt that the Democrats would be punitive like that, but I would like to see a 90% income tax rate again, because it built the American middle class. I mean, it's just the bottom line. Ron, I got to move along.
Exactly.
But thank you for the call. Well said. Don in Remus, Michigan. Hey, Don, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how are you doing? Let me bring up the right window here. First thing I want to say, Tom, is that go green, Spartan strong.
There you go. Yes.
And, I am retired. I I do. I publish a newspaper column in several papers in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't usually write about politics because I figure with me, I'm either preaching to the choir or starting an argument. Nobody's going to win. But I've got a few years on you. I just turned 74. I lived through the Jim Crow South and the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Cold War, Vietnam, Watergate. And I'm sure you agree, we are in absolutely uncharted waters now. I certainly didn't expect that in my dotage I would be living in a fascist autocracy. I watch your show. I watch Stephanie every day. I just like to hear the ideas that you folks are doing. I'm very fortunate. I have every friend I've ever made, literally, back to fifth grade, scores of them, and everyone is liberal. My entire family, my neurosurgeon brother, my three sisters.
You've made good choices, mom, Don.
my mother, who just turned 96, she stumped for Obama.
Wow.
Back in the first election.
Yeah.
So I'm very fortunate that I'm surrounded by that, and I'm not sure what the answers are other than to vote. And I just wanted to lastly say that in line with what you were just talking about, the corporations, as you probably know, Mussolini coined the word fascism, and he said that it was synonymous with corporatism.
Yeah, he said fascism is the merger of corporate and state interests.
Exactly. So, I just hope that I'm 74. I hope I live to see the American Nuremberg.
Yeah, yeah, the Nuremberg trials. Yeah, not the Nuremberg rally. Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm with you, Don. Even if you are a young whippersnipper, I'm with you. Don, thanks for the call. Joseph in Bovee, Minnesota. Hey, Joseph, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'd just like to comment briefly on the new vaccines that are coming out.
Yeah. I don't?
Yeah, I think so. The latest variant they're based on is going to be LP81, and that has been already surpassed by two other variants.
Right.
But the thing that people need to realize is it's going to reduce your chances of severe acute infection or going to the hospital by almost 50%.
Yep.
So I urge people to keep getting their boosters. And we need to take a new tact instead of chasing the spike protein that mutates the fastest on the virus and go after like the endodome or the stem of the spike virus, because they hardly mutate. And there's a possibility we're getting close to a universal coronavirus vaccine.
Well, so that would protect against the common cold too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Is this Dr. Joseph, the guy who published the Substack newsletter about these things?
Yes, okay. This is me.
Yeah, cool.
And one more thing. I got to comment. The flu vaccine that they had this last year was one of the most, had the highest efficacy in a long time. It was almost 40%.
Wow.
And people need to get that too.
Yeah,
All these respiratory infections are really hammering us.
Yeah,
so
I intend to get both when they're both out. Do you know when they're going to be released, Joseph?
Yeah, it should be sometime in late September.
Okay.
And Novavax will still be based on JN1, which is a pretty old variant, but still highly effective. And a lot of people that get reactions to vaccines take that one because they don't have the severe reaction.
I'm curious what you think, Joseph, as a scientist, of the theory that the there's four primary common cold viruses and they're constantly mutating, which is why we get common colds all the time. But they're relatively mild, and there's a theory out there that every single one, and they're all coronaviruses, just like COVID. And there's a theory out there that each one of these four primary common cold viruses, when they first were introduced into the human population, presumably from wild animals, probably in Asia or the Middle East, that they were as deadly as COVID-19 was initially, and that as a way of surviving, they mutated until they became progressively less pathogenic and more contagious to the point where they're just like the common cold, and that that will ultimately be the fate of COVID-19. What do you think?
Unfortunately, the problem is the long COVID aspect. This thing is a brain and organ eater.
Yeah.
Unlike the common cold was initially, you died from the respiratory overload and infection. So it's, yes, it's more asymptomatic. About 70% of the cases, people don't know they have it. But it's still doing the long COVID damage, and just a single infection can age your brain up to 20 years, your kidneys by 5 years, just accumulations that people don't notice.
Yeah.
So that's my take on that.
Not good stuff. Okay, Joseph, you know, thank you very much. It's always good to hear from you. I love your Substack newsletter. How do people find it?
JosephEastman.substack.com.
Eastman?
Yeah, E-A-S-T-M-A.
Okay, got it. Joseph, thank you very much for the call. 45 minutes past the hour.
Stress.
We'll be right back. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. Stick around. Many of you are already feeling the difference, especially with their sleep products. Personally, my favorites are their sleep gummies. They really work. Look, if you're still tossing and turning at night and struggling with another health concern, make the change to CB Distillery. And now is your chance to save big with the code VIP. But this deal won't be around long, so don't wait. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP to save up to 50% on everything. At CBDistillery.com, code VIP. CBDistillery.com, not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
CB Distillery's VIP sale is on. For a few days only, you can save up to 50% on everything with the code VIP. If better sleep, less stress, and pain relief after exercise sound good to you, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They have plant-based solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. All made with high-quality, clean ingredients. They even have CBD for pets. Many of you are already feeling the difference, especially with their sleep products. Personally, my favorites are their sleep gummies. They really work. Look, if you're still tossing and turning at night and struggling with another health concern, make the change to CB Distillery. And now is your chance to save big with the code VIP. But this deal won't be around long, so don't wait. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP to save up to 50% on everything. At CBDistillery.com, code VIP. CBDistillery.com, not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of WisconsinOlogy.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find the story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wbzh.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You've probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage, but what if it's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness and pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most, for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. Louise puts it in her coffee. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency here is the key. And right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping, only available at GetNativePath.com/Tom. That's GetNativePath.com/Tom. Feel better, look younger, start your transition today. Hey, welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Jimmy in Madison, Wisconsin, listening on WMBX. Hey, Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, how are you today?
I am great, but I'll get better. How about you?
Oh, fantastic. I actually, because I know you're deeply interested in this kind of stuff, and I'm just wondering, for at least the last 5 years, I've been hearing about this thing whereby for years and years, it was the Federalists versus the Evangelicals. The Evangelicals had access to the White House, the Federalists didn't. And now this seems to be the time for the Federalists. And we're seeing it in all aspects of government now. And I was just wondering if you'd touch on that. And then my last question was, after Trump, and I know that presidents have immunity, but after Trump, do you expect people will go to jail from his administration?
Well, certainly a bunch of people in the Nixon administration went to prison, including his Attorney General, John Mitchell, who had the role that Pam Bondi has right now. I would hope so, frankly. We'll see. With regard to the Federalists versus the Evangelicals, are you talking about the Federalist Society, that entity, or are you talking about people who are advocates of federalism?
No, the first one you mentioned.
The Federalist Society. Yeah, which is mostly, you know, basically it's a lawyer's club for right-wing lawyers and judges. You know, I'm not sure that they've had a conflict with the evangelicals. I would say that since 1981, or 1980, really, when Reagan brought George W. Bush into the campaign to, you know, merge the Republican Party and the evangelical movement, you know, the Federalist Society has always been very active in vetting and promoting, you know, judges and prosecutors and that sort of thing. And
the reason that I brought it up was because evangelicals had access to the White House during the time of Nixon. You had
Not so much. It really happened in a big way during Reagan.
But during Reagan,
Nixon was pandering to the religious right, but he was not really in bed with them. He was a Quaker. He was very suspicious of them, frankly.
And then I guess the last thing, Tom, we often talk about how terrible Trump is, or, you know, the people around him. And then these people get voted into office. But I do think one thing we should keep in mind, politicians are not the only ones that can be rotten. I think that America itself has to admit that a part of the apple is rotten, and it's not just politics. It's our culture. It's what we have let slide. It's what we don't inculcate in our youth anymore, so that when they grow up, good habits are baked in. I just feel like part of the country, and I'm not trying to put Republican voters down. I'm just saying part of the country is just hella rotten.
Yeah, it's the Ayn Randification of America. It's you know, high school kids reading Atlas Shrugged in the Fountainhead. It's the Republican Party adopting greed as good as their semi-official slogan. I agree with you, Jimmy, and I think that the business culture in America is particularly rotten. I have to move along, but Jimmy, thank you. Excellent points all. Right. Frank in Ansonia, Connecticut. Hey, Frank, thanks for listening to WHMP. What's up? Frank? I am not hearing Frank. Gary in Baltimore, Maryland. Hey, Gary, what's on your mind?
Hi, Tom. Great to talk to you.
Thank you.
We can't go over get the courts to boycott, but what about boycotting the sponsors of Fox News?
Well, for years there was a movement to do that, and I believe that the people leading the movement got sued. The Fox actually makes less money on their advertising than they make on their cable feeds. So if you want to personally do something about that, you can call your cable company and say, I do not want to pay for Fox any longer. Sometimes some cable companies will allow you to do that, take Fox off, and then they're no longer having to pay Fox $2 per month or whatever it is. I believe it's in that neighborhood per customer. Gary, thanks for the call. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. Otherwise, it's not democracy. Demos, people, you know? So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work. Hope the doctor can see you this month. Wait 2 hours at urgent care or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcare.
The Buzz of the North is now your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
Fly ball, right field. It is deep. It is.
is gone!
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 96.9 WBZH, the buzz of the North.
Fly ball deep right! Back! To back!
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 96.9 WBZH. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah. It's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Texas House gaveled in for roll call but didn't have enough lawmakers needed for a quorum to continue. It's the second day. State Democrats have refused to return as the Republican-led House tries to approve new redistricting maps that would give the GOP five more seats ahead of the midterms. The Texas governor now calling for their arrest. About 50 state Democrats traveled out of state, including Representative Ramon Romero Jr., and who was staying in Illinois. He says it's worth the risk.
Maybe just as they did back in the days of the Alamo when they asked the rest of the country to come and join in on this fight. So we do ask you to join this fight because we're defending the rights of all Americans to value their vote.
President Trump expected to sign an executive order today for a task force to create a task force to oversee the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. And Tennessee authorities say they've taken accused killer Austin Drummond into custody for the quadruple murders last week. This is ABC News.
As with